Hey everyone, it's Lena, and I'm checking in with you from Chicago, and want to say hello. Hope you're having a great week and a great semester, and I am excited to get into today's teaching. We are getting towards the middle of September, and I think it's high time we leave examples from the Old Testament and move into the New Testament. We've been in this series about 3 months now. I call the series Unshaken, Standing Strong in the Heat of the Battle, and I started it because I felt like I had been just going through a season in my life where my circumstances were pressing in on me, and I felt that I was not stable in faith. I would just feel good when things were good and feel kind of anxious and kind of driven to despair when things looked grim. And I don't believe that that's how God would have us live. Our moods are not to change with the weather. Our moods are to stay strong in the Lord. And there's so many, you know, the minute someone says the word mood in a context of Bible, immediately the question starts, why are you saying there's no mood disorders? I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that God wants us to be strong in faith. And today I'm going to look at an example of the Virgin Mary as an example of unshaken faith. And I called the lesson today, Faith When God's Will Sounds Kinda Crazy. And I'm going to read a few verses from chapter 1 of Luke in a minute. But I want to start with this thought. Sometimes God's will sounds kind of crazy. Do you know that that's true? I mean, how many people do you know who woke up one day and they seemed like they were in a good job, their family seemed happy with the job, and the employer was happy with their performance, and they were making good money, and they were serving in their church, and in fact, I have a couple friend of mine, Jeff and Christy Lothamer. They were pastoring, you know, church in Michigan, and just doing so much for the Lord, had three beautiful kids, their families are here in the United States, and literally, over the course of a few weeks, they were like, we feel God wants us to move to London or to England. And so they wanted to be missionaries and literally resigned from the church, sold everything that they had and packed up their bags and went to England. And I've been supporting them for several years now. And I just love to see how God's using them. But there's a part of people watching that probably thought, man, that sounds kind of crazy. And you might have other situations. I know, I remember when I was engaged, I've been engaged twice in my life, and both times, the first time I broke off the engagement two weeks before the wedding, and the second time, we ended it basically a few weeks after we got engaged, and there were some people in my life that thought I was kind of crazy, especially that second time, because I was in my late 30s. One person went as far as to say, if you end this engagement, you might never marry again. And it seemed kind of grim because it wasn't like I was 80. I mean, I was in my 30s, but nonetheless, I knew that that was what God would have for us. And I think, again, both times mutual. People always want to know, whose decision was it? It doesn't matter whose decision it was. The fact is that it was the right thing to do. Anyway, Mary. So here's Mary. She was given a crazy word from God. She's out, and it says in Luke verse 1, it says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, this is verse 26, I'm sorry, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin name was Mary. And he came to her and said, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Now, for one being favored, you're going to see that the prophecy that he gave her was kind of like, wow, a little bit on the difficult side. It says, she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Now, of course, we know the rest of the story, so we think, hey, this is the best thing in the world. She had Jesus as a Virgin Mary. This is awesome. But think about her. She's a preteen. She's engaged to be married. The angel, an angel, he's never showed up to her before, as far as we know. He shows up and says, you're going to have a baby, and you're going to have him before you have sexual intercourse before you get married. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds kind of crazy. And her response of fear is not surprising. It says, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, how will this be since I am a virgin? Sometimes, men and women listening to this podcast, sometimes God's will sounds kind of crazy. You may be facing a situation right now where you know the facts, you know what people, normal people should do or would do, but you also know that the more you have prayed and the more you have sought the Lord and the more you have thought about this specific area in your life, that you know that God wants you to do something crazy. And I wrote this down for the second thought today. What makes sense to you and God may never make sense to other people. What makes sense to you and God may never make sense to other people. So Mary, I mean, we aren't given a lot of information about kind of what happens right then, except that Joseph's initial response was like, kind of like, man, this sounds kind of crazy. And he was going to break off engagement with her. And of course, the angel showed up to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1. And he says to him, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And you say, what did Mary do after she got that prophecy, that word in her life about what God was going to do? It says, in those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. Do you know what Mary was doing? She was going to hide at her relative's house, maybe because she didn't know how to handle this, or maybe because she was worried about what people in her town would say. Now, I grew up in Lebanon, and I got to be honest with you, as much as people talk in small towns in the United States, it's like on steroids in the Middle East, like that times 1,000. Everybody's business is everybody's business. To this day, I've been 25 to 30 years away from Beirut. People still want to know why I'm not married and who I should marry and all that goes along with that. It's just the nature of the culture. And so here's Mary, she's pregnant. Nobody kind of understands that. Like, really, think of the skeptics and the ridicule, the mockery that could have happened and the gossip about her. And so she goes to hide at Elizabeth's house because Elizabeth herself had a crazy thing happen to her in Luke chapter 1. Elizabeth was married to Zechariah, and remember, they didn't have any kids, and they were older in age, and they were serving God faithfully, and God had promised them a son, and it was crazy. And what makes sense to you and God may never make sense to others around you. So stop trying to convince others. If you know that God wants you to do something, take a step of faith and do it. And put this down, number 3. If you look carefully at Scripture, or let me word it differently. When God's will sounds kind of crazy, you need to look carefully at Scripture. See, it's easy for you to get kind of sidetracked. It's easy for me to get kind of sidetracked. And go, well, I think God wants me to go leap off of the London Bridge and see what happens when I fall into the Thames River. Well, that's kind of crazy. And I'm sorry, but back it up with the Word of God, because I don't think that's what God wants you to do. In fact, I would argue that that is opposed to what God would have you do. If you read through the temptation of Jesus, I think there's kind of good support to say that might not be the smartest thing to do. And so if you want to know, hey, the gospel sounds kind of crazy. Now spend time in the Word. Mary strikes me as a woman who knew the Word of God. And, of course, we can't get into this in a 15-minute podcast, but she was a woman who lived in Nazareth, and she, the conversation between her and the angel, and then you read, of course, her Magnificat, the prayer that she prays in verses 47 through 55, and you see that this is a woman who understood God and His will and His Word. And so it might not have been foreign to her to know that in the Old Testament there was some prophecy surrounding Jesus, and the prophecy was that He would be born of a virgin in Isaiah. And so if you want to know, hey, what's going on? Is God's will for me to do this or not? Get into the Word of God and prayerfully seek His Word and ask God to give you clarity and discernment. He has promised to do that. I love the verse. There's a verse in Isaiah that I have long claimed when I'm not sure if I'm supposed to do what I should do. And here's a promise God has given us. It says in Isaiah 42, verse 16, "And I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them." And if you're walking in a season that looks kind of dark and you're not sure what you're supposed to do and God's will seems kind of crazy, just wait. And God's going to shed His light. His Word promises that. And if you look carefully at Scripture, God's will isn't as crazy as it sounds. You know, so many people have wondered what's going on in the Middle East and what's going to happen in the end times. And many of us kind of get a gist and a sense that I think it has to do with the return of Christ. And my mom will say that all the time. When something happens on the TV, she'll be like, I know Christ is coming back soon. And she says it not with the ignorance of someone who just hopes it, which I'm not saying people who hope it are ignorant, but she says it because she knows the Word of God. And she can take you to the Word and be like, look, this is what God says about the end times, and here's what we're seeing happen. She knows the Word of God, so she has great confidence in what's happening. And even though everything looks kind of crazy, she's not miffed and she's not surprised by what's happening. And you might say, well, I want that kind of confidence. So I ask you the question, how much time are you spending in the Word? Are you pressing yourself and pushing yourself to say, I'm going to study to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? Or are you just hoping that by osmosis you'll understand what God wants and how He wants it? So if God's will sounds kind of crazy to you, you better start looking into His Word. He always gives us all of the answers. All right, here's point number four. When God's will sounds kind of crazy, it's okay to ask Him about it. It's okay to do that. Look at Mary in verse 34. I read the verse and passed on quickly over it, but I want to go back to it. After the angel told her what's going to happen, she's kind of afraid, and he says, don't be afraid. And then verse 34, Mary said to the angel, how will this be since I am a virgin? She didn't just shut up and say, okay, I'm going to go and see what happens. And she's like, God, just explain it to me. It seemed crazy, the idea that she would have a baby being a virgin. So it doesn't seem like such a crazy question, does it? When was the last time you really, really prayed to God about the difficulties in your life or the things that sound kind of crazy? When was the last time you came to the Lord and said, God, this sounds kind of crazy. What does it mean? How does this apply to my life? Look at the beauty of verse 35. It says, the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Now Mary is given a choice. So the question wasn't condemned. God didn't say to her, how dare you ask me a question? I said it. You must believe it. That settles it. No. God says, I'm going to give you some answers. And they might not be every answer that she ever wanted, but it was enough. And now she had to make a decision. Do I believe that with God nothing is impossible? Or do I turn my back and figure there's no way this could happen? Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. There comes a time, in fact, write this down for point number five. When God's will sounds kind of crazy, all you need to do is take the next step of faith. That's all you need to do. You don't have to figure it all out. You don't have to know who's going to pay for the formula and how you're going to manage to convince Joseph of the truth. That is not your business. When God's will sounds kind of crazy, all He wants you to do is take the next step of faith. The angel says to her, for nothing will be impossible to God. Now Mary has a decision to make. Do I believe it or do I not? And it goes on in verse 45. It says, the angel said, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Actually, Elizabeth said that later, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit, it says in verse 41, and she says, blessed is she about Mary who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. God didn't expect Mary to do anything but to say, I believe. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know why, but I believe. And Mary goes on, and of course the outflow of her heart is one of worship. Do you know that's how you know if you really believe God? Is if you can worship Him in the midst of what sounds kind of crazy. See, the person who does not believe complains and worries and paces and stresses, but the person who believes, the outflow of the heart is gratitude and worship. And so if you want to know whether you really believe God is for you in the midst of your difficult circumstances, if you really want to know how your faith is, listen to what comes out of your mouth. Is it whining and self-pity, or is it praise and worship? May God give us words of worship and hearts of gratitude that overflow with a theme of singing to His name. Listen, are you facing the throes of what sounds kind of crazy today? If you need faith when God's will sounds kind of crazy, why don't you take a look at Mary and do what she did. Just take the next step of faith. It may seem impossible, but with God, nothing will be impossible. So may God give us the faith to believe that which we do not see, and may we stand unshaken, strong, in the heat of the battle. That is my prayer for us today as we face whatever it is we have this week. Hey, if you're facing something kind of crazy and you're going to take a step of obedience, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email at lena@livingwithfire.org. Tell me what it is that you're going to do for the Lord in faith, and know that I will be praying for you and so will my team. Know that we are for you, but more importantly, it doesn't matter if I'm for you, but God is for you and He has a plan and a purpose for your life. I hope that you're finding out what it is. Have a great week. We'll check back in together next week. hey, check in the website, livingpower.org. Plenty of resources for you to take advantage of. I'm not joking. It's true. You sign up to get the blog right away. You're going to get a free chapter from each of my books. And I hope they'll just encourage you to remain true to the Lord. I love you, and I'll catch up with you next week. Have a great week.